Hey, today is the last day of the month May, and that's when I'm gonna slay. I cannot rhyme any further, so I'll stop. Welcome to my podcast, and here I am by the end of the month for my monthly episode, and I've been much more free compared to the last month, so I got a chance to do some reading. And I stumbled upon this interesting theory about the universe, the string theory, and I thought of sharing it with you guys. So you guys can look it up and get a detailed understanding of this. It's quite interesting because I am a noob, and I'm honestly telling you, reading physics after a gap of almost 4 years is not easy, and I had to refer some videos also. So I'm telling you about this theory. Okay, so what is it? So the question here is, physicists want to understand the nature of the universe, what it is and how these particles are made up of, like what exactly is the origin of the smallest particle, the electron, and its constituents. And they are mostly unable to see it since it's so small. So they always thought that, okay, let's say that it's just a dot in this space, but that was getting contradicted by the geometrical aspect, gravity and all. So there is always this confusion. So somebody suggested that these particles are nothing but the results of vibrations of really thin, long strings, which are not as wide as long they are, and they are just like violin strings, and as violin strings produce sound, they produce subatomic particles, and that's how the universe is created. So everybody was happy, yes, we have a conclusion. But what happened was that this string theory functions in a 10D universe, and we only have 4 dimensions. So people started thinking of the other 6 dimensions, basically a new universe, or trying to eliminate the 6 dimensions, and nobody succeeded in doing that. So they are all back to square one, I guess. So it may not be the conclusion or the complete answer, but it is definitely a building block in this whole concept of theory of everything. So I wish them luck, and I hope that they find it out really soon so that I can talk about it and we can have a chat about it. And also something that I like to point out is this word string. I don't know, it always keeps showing up everywhere. Strings in computer science, strings in even physics, and I'm pretty sure everything has strings around. So this string has no string attached. Yeah. And all the best to all of you guys trying to figure out the universe. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hello everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. I seem really excited because I missed the last month of June, and I'm fully aware of it. Like, I was fully aware that I could not record anything in June, but you know, since June is the 6th month, and it's like unbelievable that we just hit the 6-month mark so soon. So you know, I have experienced something that as you grow, or I don't know if it's personal, the years have started moving forward at a rate of 2.5x instead of the normal 1x thing. Anyways, so, and I was also occupied, so I kind of gave myself a break. So here I am in July, and I'm pretty early as compared to the rest of my episodes, which happen mostly during the month end. So here I am, and I was planning to do this episode outdoors, but unfortunately I was driven indoors because of something called Barish, which is happening too much in Pune for the past week, and it is not leaving me anywhere. So yeah, so I've been splashed with so much keechad and water. I even got stuck near a
pool of kitchen and mud, and I was on foot. I was not even on vehicle, so I had to even ask. I had to stop a car, like literally stop a car, and ask that man, "Ki bhaiya, please take us to road. We cannot walk through this kitchen." It was so hilarious. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Thank you, Barish. Anyways, so this episode is totally dedicated to the rains. And the main topic here is, I don't know, I find it really funny. I cannot stop laughing. The thing is that I got stuck in the 2005 floods, okay, in Mumbai. And I was just 5. So what happened was, it was a normal day, like a normal average raining day. It was not raining much since morning. I went to school. And I had school from 1 to 5 or 1 to 6, something like that. I went to school. I used to go by a bus. I went to school. And just as I left, it started raining since 2 p.m. That's what, I don't remember it perfectly, but that's what my mother says. That it started raining from 2. And 2 to 5, jo barish hui hai, Mumbai was totally flooded. And the roads were blocked and there was so much water everywhere. So first thing that happened was, I remember this because it is like kind of prominent, you know. So our class was on the ground floor, you can say, just near, it just had few steps and it was this floor for the junior KG, I guess. Yeah, junior or senior KG. And I was sitting and I remember there was water under my feet and I was playing with it. I was very excited actually at first, me and my friends, because we thought that the school is getting converted into a big pool. But then they asked us to go upstairs and we were moved to the topmost floor, and then by that time lights were also gone and there was no electricity. Everything was black. It was getting darker and it's almost 5 and there's no sign of any communication because the bus won't come, of course. I saw moms and dads coming to pick up their kids from the top floor. I was just really hopeful that my dad will also come soon, but I couldn't contact, nobody could contact him anyways. So I remember that I saw this auntie. She was neck deep, she was definitely, she was almost neck deep in water, and she was downstairs waiting for her child. So that's what I saw. And then it was like, I was waiting, it was dark, there was no electricity. Then we were given that dark chocolate biscuit of Parle G. Do you know where it is now? Because I don't see it in shops anymore, and I think it's the tastiest biscuit I ever had. It's so tasty that I still remember it. And it can be the case that I was really, really hungry after not getting anything to eat for so many hours. But yeah, it was really yummy. So we got that from school. I really want to thank Dominic Savvy Public School for this gesture. They really took care of us, the teachers. And we didn't have teachers. We had madams and sisters. So thank you, madams and sisters. And finally, my dad arrived with my best friend's mom, who lived in the same society as I did. And he was almost neck deep. The water was up to his chest. No, not his chest, his chin. And I was sitting on his shoulders. And the people in Mumbai are so, so sweet. Like, they were so sweet. They helped us all the time. People came out of their homes, put ropes, and we walked all the way home. And by the time I was home, it was 10. There was no light and it was still raining. There were so many losses and I'm just really grateful that I made it through. And yay, that was the story. I hope you liked it. I mean, there's nothing to like here, but I hope you enjoyed this. And I'll see you in the next episode, hopefully very soon. And you know what's next month? Just find out, okay? And also, if you're going somewhere in these rains, like somewhere beautiful, see, I might as well enjoy this monsoon because, you know, nothing is happening good apart from that traffic and kitchen and all that Uber cancellation stuff. So if you're going somewhere like some waterfall, some treks, do take me as well, like, okay? Just inform me if I'm reachable. Yeah, bye. I'll see you in the next episode.